You have seen in your role the most intelligence that anybody has seen other than the president as the director of national intelligence. And I've been wanting to ask you this next question for a while. I want to ask you about UFOs, unidentified flying objects. The Pentagon is going to come out with a report by June 1st. And in the $2.3 trillion omnibus appropriations legislation passed in January, it includes the Intelligence Authorization Act, money for the Pentagon to continue investigating UFOs. John, we're going to get this report June 1st. Can you tell us, have unidentified flying objects been seen?
Well, sure. We have lots of reports about what we call unidentified aerial phenomenon. And this actually is a program that's been in place for a few years in terms of a task force that has been there under the National Defense Authorization Act. But as you correctly point out, Maria, there's now a report that will be issued by the Pentagon, by the Secretary of Defense and the Director of National Intelligence. I actually wanted to get this information out and declassified before I left office, but we weren't able to get it down into an unclassified format that we could talk about quickly enough. But frankly, there are a lot more sightings than have been made public. Some of those have been declassified. When we talk about sightings, we're talking about objects that have been seen by Navy or Air Force pilots or have been picked up by satellite imagery that frankly engage in actions that are difficult to explain.
Hey everybody, it's your boy Isaac. We are going to do alien news today. I want to catch up. Lots to talk about. It keeps piling up. I am writing my second book on the alien subject right now, as we speak. Almost done. Then I have to edit it. When will it be in your beautiful hands? I don't know. By the summer. I told you by the summer it's going to happen, my friends. It's going to be beautiful. But today, it's bonus time. This is for the supporters. Still rocking it out on my supporter platforms. Maybe you're in the VIP section. Maybe you're on the Rockfin gang. Maybe you're on Patreon. Maybe you're on all three. I got lots of users that do all three, and man, do I appreciate you guys, and that's why I am doing a bonus show. I did some live streams this weekend fighting some kind of, I don't know, virus? I don't know what it is. Might be allergies. It's that time of year. But I do want to show you my appreciation. I'm going to do a bonus show. We're going to do alien news. We're going to talk about Demi Lovato. We're going to talk about artists channeling aliens. Yeah, there's a real project for that. And if you haven't read The Dark Path, that should ring some bells. Right? Same with my first alien book. I said the artists are the key to enabling the facilitation of the extraterrestrials. We're going to talk about the new disclosure report dropping in June. And finally, maybe you know who Corey Good is? He's a big shot in the alien world. Well, he's in a bit of his own legal issues, much like your boy Isaac. What a seedy, dark little world we live in, my little counterculture friends. So without further ado, let's get into it. Oh, and before I forget, in case you didn't know, thank you for your support on the supporter platforms. You're the thing keeping me going. I've been blocked from every other thing there is, so this is where we're at. Not to make it sound like this is a big conspiracy to shut me down, but hey, I call it how I say it on this one. And if you listen to my live streams on Rockfin or Patreon, which you should be able to retrieve still, you should watch them after the fact. You'll hear me talking about my whole perspective shift on this. In fact, I've been red-pilled. I've always been the guy who's kind of like unsure about that red pill, and now it happened. You know, when you write that check with a comma on it to someone else for something that seems like everyone else is doing, it makes you wonder why they're singling you out. Now, I'm not trying to make myself sound like a martyr or something. I'm just saying that they're going through great efforts to shut down every avenue I have between you and I. And while I'm at it, let me pitch that you need to go to IlluminatiWatcher.com and sign up for my email newsletter. That's the only thing at this point that I know for a fact if something happens and they shut me down everywhere else, that's where you and I stay connected. While you're there, if you're not on the supporter platforms, check out a deal I got. You can get 4 books for $5. True story. Okay, that's enough pitching. Now, I just wanted to say thanks. Let's talk about Demi Lovato. She is now stepping up her alien disclosure game on the masses. She's got a new show. This is from, I'm reading from Fox News. Listen to the headline. True believer Demi Lovato to search for UFOs in new limited series that will see her talk to alien experts. What does it take to become an alien expert? How do we know? I wrote two books now on aliens. Does that make me an expert? I highly doubt it. Now, it's curious they chose this phrase, right? Because, like, if you look at, like, Twilight language ideas, there's some gematria and all that stuff. The idea of, like, sort of synchro-mysticism in terms. Well, ironically, as I was writing my final film analysis in this Use Your Illusion 2 book that you'll see this summer. Should I do a... Okay, for Use Your Illusion 1, I did a deal where if you signed up for my... I think it was Patreon. I would put your name in the special thanks. It was a massive pain in the butt. But I am curious to do it again. I just appreciate you guys so much. I don't know, we'll see. Don't hold me to it. I'm going to figure something out. Maybe I'll make it so, like, it's an elitist thing and you have to be, like, tier 2 and up. Just to be a dick, no. Just because of the sheer volume of people I had to, like... Because, you know, I got to, like, get your concurrence. Like, okay, you have to tell me you're good with me putting your name in the book. And it was a whole thing. Anyhow, the term on here in the headline, true believer. It showed up in my film analysis for Prometheus. Because, this is a sneak peek of my book. If you recall, in Prometheus, Peter Weyland, the sort of Elon Musk guy, the guy that's dying and wants the immortality that he thinks he can get from the aliens. He chooses Dr. Elizabeth Shaw and Dr. Charlie Holloway. Those are the main characters. The female Elizabeth Shaw is. No spoilers in case you haven't seen Prometheus. And he says that he wants those two to go because they're true believers, which is an odd statement because Shaw is a Christian for sure, right? Like there's a whole storyline in there. And Holloway is an atheist. So that's odd, but whatever. Let's look past that. And at the end of the film, and again, I won't spoil any plots. At the end of the film, the android, played by Michael Fassbender, the David Bowie lookalike, he basically asks Shaw if she'll be removing her cross necklace now that she's a true believer. So they flip the terms, right? True believer in Weyland's eyes was... he wants true believers in the alien life forms. Okay. But to her, she believed in Christianity like the whole time. And he goes as far as to take her cross off. In the movie, you'll notice that. But at the end, he's like, are you going to take that cross off now that you're a true believer? And her reply, of course, is, well, and who made them, right? Implying God could have created the aliens too. Now, what's curious about all this, because the argument I've been laying out for many years, if you read the 2001 Space Odyssey novels, there's like three sequels, the last one, 3001, A Final Odyssey, you find out that Frank Poole, the astronaut that Hal kills in 2001, who's floating out in the ethers of space? Well, he was frozen. Like Walt Disney and his dumb frozen head that got a wrench stuck to it. Oh, Walt. You silly guy. Because these elitists, they want the immortality. Anyhow, so Frank Poole, he's floating out in space in the year 3001. And now mankind is a space-faring society. And they come across Frank Poole, and they're like, oh, bring that guy on board. Let's thaw his frozen ass out and talk to him. And it's been 1,000 years, so he's like, he's confused, right? He says, when I say God, why do people look so embarrassed? And the person who's helping him, she laughs, She says, well, it's a very complicated story. I wish my old friend Dr. Khan was here to explain it to you, but he's on Ganymede, curing any remaining true believers he can find there. So there's that term again. When all the old religions were discredited, let me tell you about Pope Pius XX sometime, one of the greatest men in history, we still needed a word for the prime cause or the creator of the universe, if there is one. And she goes on to explain how they now believe in multiple gods, like pagan gods. No Abrahamic monotheistic nonsense. Now it's alien god nonsense. So there you go. There's that term. Now, how does that apply to Demi Lovato? Well, she's apparently the true believer now. Why are they using these terms? Is it something? Is it nothing? I think it's something. I think it's the idea that they want people that are passionate about this belief to confess it and spread. Because as the argument I'm laying out in Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, they need mass beliefs now that they understand the quantum physics of this whole thing to bring about the alien gods. Okay, let's keep reading from this Fox article. It says, the singer will try to convince her millions of followers that the truth is out there. So there you go. And then they go on to talk about how NBC's Peacock, which, by the way, if you watch, like, I liked wrestling back in the 80s and 90s. To say like is putting it very lightly. I was obsessed with it. And then I didn't really watch it after that. So I don't know, like John Cena, like, I don't know, I guess. I've never seen him wrestle. Don't care. Anyway, Peacock now has the WWE Network, which was very exciting for me because I like to watch some of these old wrestling 80s pay-per-views that we used to not be able to afford. My cousin's got every single WrestleMania, and I was so jealous. He had this collection of VHS tapes. He'd recorded all of them. And, like, I was too shy to ask. I wanted to borrow all of them. I'd never seen these. You know, we just didn't have the money, right? And I remember my parents got me, I think it was Halloween Havoc, like 88 or 87 or something. I was like, oh my God, I'm in heaven. This is great. And then I think we got like a Survivor Series once. Anyhow. Anyway, you can now watch him on the Peacock. Shout out Peacock. Anyway, NBC Peacock has a show now called Unidentified with Demi Lovato, where she convinces her friend that ETs are on Earth. They visit us. They're already here. And it says, according to a press release announcing the project, Lovato is a true believer and hopes to use her voice to convince not only her friends and family that aliens are real, but her millions of followers as well. So there you go. They say it twice on that article. Do I know there's something to it? No. I don't know. It's very interesting, though. Recall her friendship with Stephen Greer, the guy who's channeling UFOs in the desert. You can do it with him. In fact, I joke about making a GoFundMe for my legal issues, but I should do a GoFundMe to go on one of these UFO missions with Stephen Greer, because I want to get to the bottom of it. I want to know if it's real. You spend thousands of dollars to go hang out with him in the desert, you would expect to see some UFOs. And I'm not saying he's lying or wrong. Like, I want to go see them. Let's see it. I don't want to put the money where the mouth is, though. But anyway, she was buddies with Greer. She was promoting his Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind documentary, which, by the way, I think he's got a new one coming out soon, if you follow Greer. He's an interesting character, right? Like I talked about when I covered Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind last year. It's very fascinating. I don't think he's entirely wrong with his ideas and perspectives on things. I'm not of the camp of, oh, cool, let's contact these things and bring them in either, though. But he is laying out the argument that the military-industrial complex will pose this as a threat. And that's dangerous if these are, like, further evolved species that aren't trying to make war, right? Demi Lovato was also on Steve-O's podcast, talking about how she's into this science of consciousness, and she felt peace when she saw the aliens, and she put the video on her Instagram. I mean, she's in deep. But here's what's curious. If you recall, back in 2018, she was in this video called Fall in Line with Christina Aguilera. And it had imagery of the police state and the black sun and the black and white alchemical reconciliation of opposites. And the lyrics included, "You do not owe them your body and your soul." So is she trying to reveal a truth to the masses? Is she trying to explain that all of this adrenochrome talk and stuff, all this Faustian bargain stuff, is there a connection to be had there? Or is it the big psyop to make you believe in aliens and maybe they're not real? Next, SETI. You know SETI, they're the ones that send out the radio transmission, they search the skies for radio transmissions, proving the existence of extraterrestrials. They've been doing it for many, many years. Still waiting. Well, they're embracing a new idea. And this new idea is an old idea, especially if you've read my books. Yes. They are, and this is from artnet.com, which has a... they always pop up my radar. I don't know why. Always has some occulty, artistic-y thing going on. It says here, quote, "Aliens, art, and artificial intelligence are about to collide at the Search for Extraterrestrial Life Institute, SETI, in Mountain View, California, which has awarded Mexico City artistic research studio InterSpecifics its first artist residency." Now, briefly, let's talk about Mountain View, California, okay? This is a very curious place. This is the birthplace of Silicon Valley. This is where the first transistor factory was made. This is where, you know, semiconductors and the transistors is what enabled the digital revolution, okay? Google's there. That's where their headquarters is. It's very instrumental in, I think there's like a connection to be had with the aliens, the technology, the connection, the way we can, kind of like how an X-ray machine will show you things that the senses can't detect. I think the electronics, the internet, is a way we can do that. And we'll talk about that here in a second. Let's keep reading here. "Selected from an open call announced last September, InterSpecifics plans to use AI to generate a lifelike organism in a project named Codex Virtualis. The idea is to simulate the ways in which life might arise on other planets, creating speculative symbiotic relationships between microorganisms and algorithms." Now, this is very curious. They're talking about AI. They're talking about the aliens. They're talking about an art group. My goodness. What does it all mean? Well, if you open up your books, my friends, Use Your Illusion 1, now available on Amazon and Audible, you'll see I have this chapter called Creativity, the Bridge to the Abyss. And the idea is that, again, from the larger macro view, the aliens are part of there's a mental component to it, okay? If you read through some of Jacques Vallée or Carl Jung's books, they agree on this. There were several books on the idea. Like in Vallée's The Invisible College, he claims we're not dealing with people from outer space, but rather a control system being used to create greater impact with society and drive many to become fascinated with space travel, paranormal, and new frontiers in consciousness. And if you look to Carl Jung's 1959 book, Flying Saucers, he says in there that there were psychic and religious components to UFOs. And ironically, he said the power of the subconscious draws in artistic energies that can be dangerous. And he talks about the shadow as the reservoir of human darkness. Oh my God. Scary. He calls it the seat of creativity. That's the shadow. And then I went through a couple examples in pop culture, like Kobe Bryant's books, his kids' books. is a child worshiping the fallen angel. And that fallen angel grants her some superpowers, and turns out it's a dangerous shadow self, just like Young was talking about. David Bowie on his, we talked about David Bowie earlier, on his Station to Station album, he said, rock will let in lower elements and shadows. Says it's the devil's music. So, and then of course you go to people like Kenneth Grant, and they talk about how the source of artistic energies comes from the Mauve Zone, where the entrance to the fallen angels and the demonic spirits reside. So lots of ideas to support this, okay? The dogs are very upset by the whole thing. So now SETI is going to employ artists and AI in connection to make contact. So I went to Interspecific's website. That's the artist group. It's called an artistic research studio, excuse me. And boy, is it bizarre. The only thing that I can make any sense out of on there, it says the projects from their website on Codex Virtualis, which is the residency they're going to do at SETI, at the home of Google, which I told you back in like 2014 when I wrote the book, Google is trying to make the transhumanistic hell. I want to say I called it. It got me shadow banned from Google, so I think. Okay, so Interspecific's website says, the project stands on the idea of cooperation to expand on the concept of intelligence by including machine and non-human agents into its configuration. Non-human agents, okay. And intends to articulate new schemes for the social imaginary to picture life outside the planet and to better appreciate life on Earth. Now, I do like that idea. I like the idea. Let's appreciate life on Earth. We don't need to go to Mars with old nerd man Musk. We'll talk about Musk here in a little bit too, by the way. But they're using AI, non-human agents. It sounds to me, if you check out my man Nick Hinton on THC, I got his books here. I got to read them. I got too many sticks in the fire right now. By the end of summer, I'll be back to full focus on, you know, social media, reading books, interviewing guests. Because I don't interview guests that I don't read their books. It's very time consuming. I like having guests on the show, but it's difficult when I'm doing my own research, reading my own books here that I got to read. But I got Nick Hinton's books. I'm going to check it out, and then we're going to interview him. But he talks about this idea of extended intelligences, EIs, not AIs, EIs. These are like these disembodied voices, just like Aleister Crowley talked about with AWOS, this disembodied voice that talked to him about how to write the Book of the Law. These sort of spirits were conjuring through digital grimoires. It's a good quote. I should write that down somewhere. But that's what's going down at SETI, right down the street from Google. Next. DNI Director John Ratcliffe is making the rounds. He's teasing this new report. And this is what's funny. Whenever a celebrity writes a new book, you'll notice like they've got PR and agents and stuff that get them on all these shows. And they make these rounds, you know, like Matthew McConaughey is an example that comes to mind. He wrote that book recently and he was on all the shows talking about it. Boom, 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 boom. Like this is what they do, right? They get their... Get the information out there so people know the book's out there. I haven't read Matthew McConaughey's book. If you read it, let me know. I'm curious to read it. I'm curious what he has to say. Seems like an alright guy, doesn't he? Didn't he come out and make like a big religious statement on one of those award shows or something? Anyway, so John Ratcliffe in a PR-style blitz is making the rounds, teasing this new report that's going to drop in June. Because if you recall, I believe it was President Trump mandated this, that the government or whoever had to release all the information they had about UFOs or a report disclosing all the stuff about UFOs in June of 21, which is right around the corner. So is this propaganda to set up a, like Greer would say, This is all being used as propaganda to bolster the Space Force and to get all this money into the budgets to pretend that aliens and UFOs are dangerous. We need to protect ourselves from them. Whereas Greer is like, no, they're not dangerous. They're here to help us. They're here to enlighten us and evolve us. Who's right? I don't know. But Nick Pope, the guy who was the Ministry of Defense, he said, let's see. He's been advising Blaze ahead of the TV channel's UFO Week. Quote, 2021 is going to be a big year for UFO stories, particularly with the U.S. Department of Defense, due to reveal UFO information following the enactment of the COVID-19 relief bill, which included a demand that the Director of National Intelligence send Congress a report about UFOs. This survey demonstrates that beliefs in UFOs and the extraterrestrial are widespread, and that there's a real appetite among the general population for evidence to be made public. Now, what are we to make of all this? You know, the same people that the truther community doesn't trust, are they the ones that are going to make aliens real? Are we going to believe them on this one? Or are we automatically suspicious? I don't know the answer to these questions. These are open-ended questions. I'm not really sure the answer to this one. It's all very suspicious. I do know that much. Time will tell what comes of this report. It'll be very interesting. Now, inside Alien News, To the Stars Academy, we've talked about them many times, of course, started by Tom DeLonge from Blink-182, a Freemason. He, you know, Luis Elizondo was the guy running the ATIP program out of the Pentagon, right? That was the one that sort of blew the lid open on all this. Well, apparently, he was part of To the Stars Academy, but apparently he's leaving. Same with Chris Mellon. These big names in the disclosure movement are apparently disbanding from To the Stars Academy. Now, does that mean they don't believe in the UFO thing anymore? No. They imply they were going to a much larger program. What is that? I would argue that this summer, we're going to find out about a larger program. I think they're recruiting. I think what's going to happen is they're going to drop this report. They're going to be like, oh my God, so scary. So many UFOs. Like I predicted on my prediction show, I feel like the aliens are going to be the new boogeyman. And they're going to be like, we just so happen to have set up this new organization. It's only going to cost $100 trillion a year to run it. And it'll protect you from the alien demons. Or whatever. I don't know what they're going to say. They might just say, we need to investigate. We have to know. Elon Musk, this is a sort of side tangential as well. Elon Musk tweeted on March 23rd. I didn't cover it. I had it in my notes here. I just didn't get to it. Talked about how weird is it that there's no high-def photos of UFOs, which I thought was a very good statement. That is a little weird. We don't have any crisp images of this thing. I mean, we did see that pyramid out in the skies from that pilot. That was pretty clear. But again, you can't really zoom in and get any detail on the damn thing. But Elon Musk is just so suspect. I think he's an alien. I'm pretty sure he's an alien. You ever see him try to do the dance? Google or YouTube the Elon Musk dancing. What a weirdo. How's this the world's richest man? He's so strange. In fact, he's so weird. Something's going on with Elon Musk, by the way. He buys all this Bitcoin, millions of dollars in Bitcoin, says Tesla's going to accept Bitcoin. Then he goes on SNL. He's hanging with the liberals. And the next day, he's like, you know what? We're not taking Bitcoin anymore. And the price plummets. And he cited the environmental concerns, which we talked about on, if you listen to my show with Mrs. Weishaupt called Breaking Social Norms, we talked about this thing. Because the idea is that when you mine for the Bitcoins, it takes a horrendous amount of energy, electricity, apparently. And it's true. I've seen all of that before. That's what the claim is, right? And if you believe in man-made climate change, then obviously that's an issue. But whatever, right? Another argument for another day. something's going on with Elon Musk. He's apparently cozying up to these powers that be. I don't know why this is all going on. It's all very strange. Because remember, people were going to, they were protesting. The actors on SNL were like, I'm not going on the show. Apparently, supposedly, that's what the news was saying. And Lorna Michaels was even like, look, if you don't want to be on the show, you don't have to. Well, I sure as hell saw everybody on that show. So what's up with that? Last but not least, definitely not least, Corey Good. You may not know that name. Maybe you do. Big name in the alien circles. Well, he is suing Gaia, the TV channel, for this blue alien theory of his. And the Daily Beast reported on it, no less. And I'll give you the details. It says, they call him the UFO influencer, which I found very odd. But he's apparently suing Gaia, saying that they engaged in a conspiracy against him. The irony. A conspiracy theorist suing his parent company there or whatever for conspiracy against him. And if you don't know what Gaia is, if you go on, I only know about Gaia from Amazon. They have all these cool, like, new age conspirituality, granola-y type shows. Even your boy Jay Dyer's on there. He did a show with Jay Widener, legend Jay Widener. I forget what that one's called, but you can check it out. I've seen it. It's pretty cool. But Gaia is a spinoff of Gaiam, which is like the Target yoga mat company and water bottle company. Yeah, it's the same thing. Yes, Gaia is a spinoff of Gaiam. And Gaia was like, you know what? We need to sell more than Target yoga mats and water bottles. We need to sell conspiracy stuff about adrenochrome drinking aliens. So they did it. And one of these people, one of these voices was Corey Good. And if you saw the documentary Above Majestic, which I do have the notes for, I am going to do a show one of these days. Sort of like Midnight Gospel. I watched them a year ago and it took me a year to get around to making the show. Well, I'm going to do one about Above Majestic because it's more fitting than ever. But anyway, Corey Good, who was also on Above Majestic, he had a show on Gaia. It's called Cosmic Disclosure. Okay, and David Wilcock was on there too. We'll get to him. But Corey Good, he maintains, he says, look, I was a deep space traveler. I was talking with these friendly aliens, and I started doing it when I was 6 years old. I got hired. I was on a 20-year contract by this secret space program because they knew I was an empath, and they put me on this 20-year contract where I would meet with these blue aliens and as part of this, intergalactic federation. That's his story, okay? Well, he floated that story on the show, but then he left in 2018. A couple years later, in 2020, he sued them. And now Gaia is countersuing his ass, accusing him of defamation and sabotaging the company. Oh, the drama, the truth or drama here. But the lawsuit he has against them is about who has the right to talk about this bird-like species of alien? These blue aliens? And he trademarked certain key phrases, okay? Like the space program phrase or the blue aliens. And I'm not saying the term. It begins with an A, then it has a V, then it has an I, then it has an A, then it has an N. Now, could I say the term on the show? Probably. I'm sure it's fine. But I'm a little trigger shy right now, okay? And if he's trademarking and suing, I'm not trying to get involved with that. So you can look that up. But it's basically the name for a bird. So the blue bird aliens, he trademarks these terms. And he's suing them because they use the terms. And it's funny because I remember, man, it was a long time ago. A year to 3 years ago, someone warned me about talking about Corey Good and David Wilcock. And I, for the life of me, couldn't find the message. I don't know why. I don't remember. I just remember being like, okay, fine, I won't. Because I was talking about aliens or something, and they were like, kind of like in some inner circles. I'm like, don't talk about these guys. Which now adds a lot of mystique to it. Because now I'm curious. Now I want to know, like, well, why not? What's going on? Something's going on there. But Good, Corey Good alleged also that Gaia put a gun to his head and forced him to record 26 episodes in 1 week. Yikes. That's like 4 episodes a day in a 7-day work week. It's a lot of episodes, to be fair. So anyhow, Corey Good leaves the show in 2018, and they replace him with another another UFO influencer named Jason Rice, who says he was in the same 20-year program talking to the same blue bird aliens. So, Corey Good hated that. And here come the lawyers. You'd think that he'd be thrilled that someone else is like, you know what? That's a real thing. I was part of it too. But apparently he is not. He's like, I came up with that story on my own. Don't you steal. Wait, I mean, wait a minute. I mean, whoa, wait a minute. Now, allegedly, Good also was working with David Wilcock, you know, because they were both on that Cosmic Disclosure show. They were trying to discredit Gaia, trying to say that their leadership was into all the Q stuff. Not like on the good side of it, on the bad side of it, on the they're part of the pizza-eating satanic cabal of adrenochrome drinkers. Which, if you remember, back when the Q thing was a hot, hot topic in the spring or summer and fall of 2020, I remember watching David Wilcock. Oh, he loved the Q stuff. I don't know about Good. I don't really follow him. I don't really follow Wilcock either. I just happened to start watching one of his videos, and he was just going on about this Q stuff. And if you watched Above Majestic, that was kind of doing the same thing, along with Jordan Sather, who I think he got canceled off of everything. And someone tried to get some truth to drama between me and Sather, because back when I was saying that Q's a psyop, someone on Twitter tagged him and me and said, you two should debate. And I said, whoa, pump the brakes. But I was open for it. I said, okay, I mean, I guess if you want to. All it's going to do is help me. I mean, I'm a nobody. He's a big name. And he never addressed it, so whatever. Because I think he's a phony too. I think he's a Q phony. And like, has Q made any drops since the, you know, what, I don't know, the election or whatever? The inauguration? No, I don't think so. Has he? I don't really know. I don't follow it. I know I watched the HBO six-parter on Q, and boy, was that a mind-blower. That was a good one. Much better than the Vice one, I'd argue. Turns out it's just some nerds. Just some nerds trying to wreck democracy. And, yeah, that's the short version of what you'll see. If you haven't watched the HBO show on it, you gotta watch it. Especially if you were like a Q believer. And here's my thing with Q, right? I've never said that they're entirely wrong. The things they talk about, I'm like, yeah, I see that too. It's just the answer of what to do about it. They thought that, oh, Trump was going to save the day. He's going to arrest all the pedos. And I knew from the jump, like, no. That's not the guy. Who's the guy? I have no idea. And then do I believe all the adrenochrome stuff? I mean, that's a hard sell. It's tough to be like, oh yeah, I believe that wholeheartedly. I see a lot of the connections though. Like, it's very possible. Like, that's where I'm at with it. It's very possible. It's more possible than you would think for being such a crazy idea. You know? But like, again, it's kind of like, it goes into this idea of like choosing your reality. Because I think that's kind of more relevant than ever. Like with the aliens, you know? In fact, CBS, let me pull up the article here. CBS, I was just looking at it, has an article on May 16th, 2021. Okay, here we go. It's called UFO Studies and the Possibility of Alien Origin. Now, this is the mainstream media, okay? I'm going to read you from it. This is the mainstream media, the same ones who for 50 years have been telling you alien people are nut jobs. Okay? Says, we've always been fascinated by aliens, and that's putting it mildly. Mathematically speaking, aliens should exist. Quote, there are 2 trillion other galaxies we can see, each with 100 billion Earth-like worlds, said Seth Shostak, the senior astronomer at the SETI Institute. There's SETI again, showing up. They're getting the artists to channel the aliens for you. 100 billion, okay. It's hard to believe they're all sterile. Correspondent David Pogue asked, quote, I happen to know that this is sort of a trick question when people say, do UFOs exist? Well, I mean, obviously UFOs exist, because that just means unidentified flying objects, Shostak said. But the real issue here is not that you see things in the sky, it's what you claim they might be. Leslie Keene said, you just can't assume if you see something in the sky that looks a little weird that it's some kind of alien thing. Which is what a lot of people assume. Most sightings that people have, oh, I see something in the sky, those kinds of sightings can usually be explained. The planet Venus, airplanes, comets, shooting stars, birds. Oh my God, it's the blue birds. The blue birds, that's true. Anyway, let's say 5 to 10%. Hang on, I got a gnat popping up on me. Let's say 5 to 10% are the cases that any conventional explanation can be ruled out. Those are the cases that are of interest. And then it goes through like the history of it. And it says, in a CBS poll, 2/3 of Americans say they believe there's intelligent life on other planets, up 10% from 2017. Because they've been doing this. They're disclosing it to the masses. Now, isn't that curious? And this is where it ties into the Q talk, which is where I think we were going with it. But anyway, because Q's whole thing is like, look, we don't trust the pillars of society. We don't trust the government. We don't trust the mainstream media. They call it the fake news media. Maybe you've heard that term before. And I'm like, I'm with you guys. I don't think that these institutions are wrong 100% of the time and lying 100% of the time. I think sometimes they do. And it's like having a, you know, you got a cheating lover. Well, how do you maintain full trust all the time if you've been burned? That's kind of how I look at it. Doesn't mean that every time, your girl or your boy's going to the grocery store that they're going to bang some person. That's a cool example, right? Yeah. I'm just trying to find an example of like a trust issue, right? But sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. And that's kind of how I look at it. Like, we got to take everything with a grain of salt and look at everything twice before we commit to it. So now all of a sudden the mainstream media is like, you know what, you should believe in aliens. Whereas for 50 years they've been like, you know what, you shouldn't believe in aliens. It's also very odd. I mean, for the younger generation, they probably don't know. They probably don't understand. They're going to grow up in this world where it's just like, yeah, aliens exist. What are you talking about? That's not crazy. Oh, really? Well, go back to the 80s and 90s. It was crazy. And like I saw on, I think it was Black Pill Podcast's Instagram feed, which I was interviewed by them. You can check that show out. I think it's on Rockfin and wherever they do their podcasts. I'm sure they got a free feed version too. They had a post something about, I think it was them, saying some of the effect of like, you don't have to wait for these institutions to tell you something's real to know it's real. Right? Like, sometimes we know. Sometimes intuitively you know things that are true. And, I don't know, aliens could be one of those things. And again, I don't know where I stand on the whole thing. And you would think after writing 2 books on the subject, my whole stance and why I'm writing these books is because I think there's a mental component there. I think there's an occult interest in these things. I think those occult practices work. I think they do. I think they work. I think that they've studied this at SRI and all these covert programs, and now they're going to slowly try to make us understand it, because I think it's very confusing. I think it changes the fundamental understanding of how our world works. When you start saying that, well, they're interdimensional and it requires our belief to bring them in, and, you know, we got these artists and they can channel these aliens, and, like, that's a lot to take in. So you got to do it slowly. Give it 5 years. Every 6 months, hit them with another concept. You know, you throw these concepts in the movies for so many years, which is what User Illusion 2 is going to be about. I'm going through all these movies. And hell, you're on the supporter feed. I'll give you the inside scoop. You want to know what movies are going to be in there? I'll tell you what movies are going to be in there. I'm going to pull up my working draft and of User Illusion 2, and we're going to look at it. What movies made the cut? And it's curious because some of these I'm going to do shows on. I'm going to do shows on probably half of these. I mean, I've already done some. E.T., which we already did a show on. Flight of the Navigator, which I think we already did a show on, didn't we? Interstellar, already did a show on. Under the Skin, I'm going to do a show on it. Adventures of Sharkboy and Lava Girl 3D, already did a show on it. John Carpenter's Apocalypse Trilogy, I know you love that one. The Thing, I'm going to do a show on the whole Carpenter Apocalypse Trilogy because I love it so dearly. They're horror movies. I know not everyone is into that, but you're gonna love the analysis. We're going to do The Thing, we're going to do Prince of Darkness, and then a bonus-only show for my supporters only. I'm going to do In the Mouth of Madness. Then, of course, we have to do Alien. We have to do Alien. How can we not do it? Ridley Scott's Alien? And then last, but definitely not least, Prometheus. Again, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Isaac, you wrote about Prometheus in A Grand Unified Conspiracy Theory, your first book back in 2013 or whatever. And I'm here to tell you it was stupid. Don't even read it. Don't even read it. I don't like it. I had some ideas in there, but I had no clue how big this went. And that's where we're going to go in User Illusion 2. So stay tuned for that. Coming out this summer. So that's the show. That's the Alien News. We're all caught up. I appreciate your time on the supporter feed. Appreciate your support, obviously. I got people coming at me. You're my friends here. I appreciate you. Thanks for being on whatever tier you're on. Tier 1, 2, 3, 4. Of course, I got that new thing, the tier 4. It's $100 a month, so it ain't cheap. But, like, the idea is you could be on the show. It's called Conspiracy Considerations. I'm really enjoying this idea. I had two people do it so far. Southside Tarot and then Cheryl. And it was really cool. Like, I like the idea of, like, you guys tell me what you think. It's like a few minutes. Get on the show. Get your blasted out to the masses. I got like up to 30,000 streams per show here. Okay. That could be you. Get your message out there to the masses. Okay. Thanks for your support. Appreciate you guys. Until next time, stay woke.